Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello, everybody.
And she's over there. Are you still busy getting everything hooked up?
I really am, but you know what? It's almost hooked up. Okay, I'm lying about that, but you can keep talking, and I'll just keep working on getting our show posted up.
Anyway, we're so excited to continue our QHHT Level 3 series with one of our newest Level 3 practitioners. Yay! I'm losing track a little bit. You guys are coming in, and it's wonderful. You know, anyway, we have Sunya Kim, also known as Sue. I call you Sue, so if that's okay.
That's fine.
Anyway, welcome aboard, Sue. And you're coming from Canada. Where at in Canada?
Toronto.
Toronto. Fantastic. Okay. Now, Sue, I remember, it's so funny because I don't remember when you became the level three, but I remember when you a level two class you ran. You may have been in more than one, I don't remember, but definitely a level two class in Australia. And then I remember the level three class you were in. So I'll remember the classes. That's been really cool. So welcome aboard. And what we'll want to do today is find out all about you.
Wow.
She's like, okay.
What you didn't know is this is a 5-hour show and we have plenty of time. So kick back and just start from day one.
No, but I like, you know, us to share like kind of your adventure to where you are now. And because everybody comes from all these different walks of life in this world. And it's like, I love to see, this is my favorite part, is to see where your journey, how you got here. And so can you tell us about yourself kind of, and we don't want the brief, like Tracy's saying, we have plenty of time here. So if it goes too long, we'll start going, okay, let's, you know, speed it up a little bit. But anyway, have you always been into, I mean, I kind of know the answer to this because I've been in classes with you, and but have you always been into metaphysics and the spiritual woo-woo world?
I think so. From the beginning of the my life that I remember. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Always pursuing, always want to find out the answers. Mm-hmm. And on the road of that, I found Dolores Cannon's QHHT, and mm-hmm. I am really enjoying it because it gives me so many answers that I've been looking for. Mm. So not only helping them, mm-hmm. I am helping myself. That's a beautiful thing, you know?
Absolutely. Now, I remember a little bit. I think you come from a corporate or a technical background or something like that, like you're...
Oh, no, corporate.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, yeah. So I've been working on that. And always searching.
Okay. So it was always, even though you were in that world of high corporate, you were always still searching, and that was
always
expanding that side of you then.
Yeah. Always searching. Mm. Always want to find the answers.
Mm-hmm. You're the truth seeker. So you must really love these sessions and when people...
Oh, I love it. It's, it's my treat. Yeah. I love every single sessions that I do. And because everyone is going under so differently and their trip is so different. And it's like every time is like what they call Christmas gift. I'm receiving it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've referred to it like that too. It's like, it's like Christmas every time. It's like unwrapping
every
a package.
Time.
You just don't know what you're going to get. And I love that you also brought up that it's not just them that benefit from it, that you get something from them too, because isn't that the truth? We just draw people into our lives that bring us messages just as much as we're bringing them through theirs. So that's really
very true.
Well, another thing, I mean, it's what you're saying here. Can I word it just a little bit differently? If I can, you know, we can just move it around a little bit. Is do people come to you that have similar situations going on that you have going on in your life. Like they may have similar situations or similar issues, problems, anything. And then with your, when you're helping them, is that another way of saying then that helps you?
I'm listening my own life story each and every time. So yeah. Every little time I thought I've heard enough. Oh, here we go again. Okay. Oh. Every time.
Now that's a big deal, guys. Yeah. That is what happens here, is because that's what we do. We're going to draw people to us to be mirrors, to reflect, you know, our thing, our issues, our stuff. And so it's great that we go into this. So I'm going to help you with your stuff, but you're actually helping me with my stuff because your stuff is my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call win-win situation.
That's what they call what?
That's what they call win-win situation.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, helping you, helping me, you know, helping everybody.
Yes. I do like it. Yes. We have some people in the chat room to say hello to. And also if anyone is listening to this, not on Facebook, we have a chat room on Facebook, BBS Radio TV on Facebook. I guess it's not .com. It's just on Facebook. Go to BBS Radio TV. And then you'll find us live and in person and our cute little faces. If you're watching this later, and this is something that I find that I love. People that are watching it later are responding to us in the chat or in the comments below the video. And so if you're not watching this live, we're probably not going to see your comments, just so you know. If I do see them later, I do try to go back and respond. But just so you know, and you're not thinking that we're ignoring you. But if you are watching live, please come join us in BBS Radio TV on Facebook so that we can chat with you and you can say hello to Sue.
Yes. So Sue, tell us about your journey in the QHHT. So you were always searching for answers and then you discovered Dolores. You discovered mom. I guess you discovered her and then QHHT, or how did it work?
Oh, prior to that, I got to know about Dr. Michael Newton's.
Yes.
And life, between life, I was so intrigued. I didn't know Dolores Cannon by then.
Okay.
And so I was ready to go into that life, between life therapist. And their requirement was kind of stiff. They want some 250 hours of counseling time, mm-hmm. which, I mean, academically, I don't have that. Non-academically, I got a lot. But it's not, they are looking for academical stuff, which I don't have it. So I was going to pursue that. And then I was going to go through a master's degree and PhD degree. And I was ready to just put in a tuition fee for my master's. Mm-hmm. And then about around that time, I got to have my books came. And one of them was Dolores Cannon's Convoluted books, I believe. And I was reading that the thick 500-600 pages thing. Mm-hmm. I forget what number was it, but I was reading it and I was thinking, right. Yeah. I was going through that about a week into this. And then I heard a little voice coming from my solar plexus. Two words, learn this technique. Uh-huh. No. My mind is already on PhD. I was going to put my PhD behind my Kim, my last name. So I was going to make another doctor in my family. So I was all for it. I said, no. And I kept reading. Yeah. I agree. All like that. And then another week, another small voice, same words, same from solar plexus. Learn this. No. My mind is set. I'm PhD Kim, right? So another week passed. By then, I was very halfway through the convoluted books for sure, because I kept reading. Mm-hmm. And finally, the voice got louder, very authoritative. Now that I recognize that was my higher self, and learn this. All right. Okay. So reluctantly, what is this QHD? I don't even know what that is. So I just punched that and applied it because I just trust their voice. Because in the past, along with my life, I heard that voice before, mm-hmm. always proven to be correct. Oh, I knew that, but yeah, my desire was at PhD. So forget that part. I heard you, but forget it. I'm going for PhD, right? So I declined twice, finally. Okay, learned this, all right. So reluctantly, I applied for online course. And then when I learned it, oh, that's very interesting. Oh, like this, right? But my mind was still at this PhD Kim thing. So, you know, and so finally I got this, the volunteers came. Mm-hmm. And one of the volunteers, I think second person came. He went into such a deep trance. I mean, at that time, I simply read the script. I didn't know what the tones, I don't know. I just read it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He went in deep, deep, deep trance and talking about some things that I learned from my scriptures, like I learned from my gurus. I embraced my spiritual training from Paramahansa Yogananda. He is my guru for the past 30 years. Mm-hmm. So I've been following his precepts, and it sounds like just like him. And I said, whoa, okay. Mm-hmm. I was just flabbergasted. Wow, this is working. I just read the stuff and it's working. Oh my God. And I was so excited about it. Mm-hmm. And that sealed the entire thing. Forget PhD Kim, forget it. All for QHHD, right? Oh, so yeah. that was a decisive moment that, okay, that's it. This is the one I've been looking for. Okay, go for it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it was.
And if you want a PhD, just go all the way.
All the way. That's why I said level 3, all the way. I just kept going nonstop, going, right? So, I mean, instead of a PhD Kim, I went through all the way QHHD level 3. Mm-hmm. If there is more, then I'll go for it too.
You'll go for it.
Because I'm determined to go all the way.
Level 4. She needs more here.
Ready?
Yeah. Well, if there's a level 4, I'll go for it. Keep learning. This is such a marvelous thing. I recommend everybody to learn this. Whether they do it part time, full time, I don't care. Just learn it. If they do practice maybe 1 or 2, they learn so much just giving practice.
Yeah.
Really, really. It's fascinating.
Yeah. So like, what do you find so fascinating about it?
Most fascinating for me was I was looking for big picture. Okay, what is the entire creation? What is this all about? Forget this meditation, sit down and do like a mantras and forget it. Okay, what is it? I want to know big thing first, then I'll go to the details.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing this QHHD, this supplies my big picture to me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I understand now. Okay, for example, creations, the source. I've been talking about, hearing about, reading about the source, but I am literally experiencing them each and every time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is fantastic way of communicating the source, higher self, yes, but we get to get source so often. This mm-hmm. is just beautiful thing that I am communicating in individually. Okay, I'm here too. Don't forget me, right?
And that's a really good point, because it's one thing to read about it. It's one thing to get the theory of it. But in these sessions, when you're working with people, it's either with yourself or with other people, you are actually experiencing it through them. So you're firsthand, you're on the front row seat of these different experiences.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like you can't replace this experience with anything. It's just so precious moment each and every time when higher self comes in, and then we get into the source, and I mean, you know, they're connected to source, and we can get like a little bit hijacking. So get to the source and then get answers from the source. I says, where else can you do this? I mean, I've been sitting meditating hours and hours. I didn't get anything. But from this one, I get it in front of me each and every time. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's just like, there is no better job in this. I don't think it's even job. This is just so much fun.
Every single person that's been on it, that's how they describe it. It's not a job. This is just, I love this. It's like, it's the best thing you could ever do.
it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, and people say, oh, how can you sit so many hours? I don't know. I mean, how they ask me, how do you do it? It takes about 5, 6, 7 hours and you're not even eating. I know. But how do you do it? I don't know.
You're in a whole different zone. You're in a whole different place. You're being taken care of at that point.
Yeah. I don't hear anything. I don't see anything but them. When they're in the session, that's all I am there. When I am communicating with it, I am in it. It's like in a zone.
Yeah.
And it's like later whatever sound comes and everything. I'm in the same boat. I don't hear anything. I see nothing. I just see them and communicating with the source and higher self and get to know more about these mysteries of the creations, you know?
Well, so I think it just raises us in a whole different vibration. And I think you're right. It's sustaining. Because I had somebody do that a few weeks back. She brought this magic bag filled with things, and she'd bring out like bananas and apples and all these things. It was like this endless bag, and she was snacking the whole time she was there. And I'm just visiting with her and getting to know her. And at the end of it, she goes, "You've gone this whole day without eating." I said, "Oh, I hadn't even noticed." So she's like,
exactly.
She's trying to feed me, reached into the magic bag, found bananas and stuff. And she's trying to feed me. I'm like, really, I'm okay. But I think you're right. I think we get in this vibration that sustains us. And we just, you know, it's like, if I didn't have a clock in the room, I would have no concept of what time it was.
Yeah, totally forget the whole thing. I mean, I don't know whether this is a body or not. I don't have any consciousness of it, just in it. And so only time when I notice is that the person, just recently the person got out of 3-hour the trance, and the young man came and his wife said, "Oh, I know it's about 2 hours and everything, but he's got full of energy. We can go on and on. Carry on." Yeah, okay, so carry on, no problem. So we carried on and on and on, and then finally all resolved and all the other extras and everything. And then, yeah, now it's okay. I think he's happy. So now I'm going to go. Meaning the higher self already said, okay, I'm going. Bye. Okay, so fine. So, you know,
I'm out.
Yeah, I am out, and he started his job, right? Mm-hmm. And so I brought him out, and then we saw the recorder, and I said, you know, the first thing is like, how long do you think you've been lying down? Oh, maybe. Because in the beginning of interview, it's going to be about 2 hours. So he remember, maybe it's 2 hours. I show the recorder, says, wow, 3 hours. Oh, my God. He said, right? Then my bumps start to hurt. Oh, my God, now my bumps starting, right? Whereas before, I didn't even notice, right?
Didn't even notice, yeah.
Yeah, and then once we are all out, then I notice my body is, oh, got bumps. I no wonder, 3 hours, okay. Then I start to feel thirsty and all that stuff, right? Yeah, 3 hours nonstop.
That would parch you out a little. That would make
you. Yeah, I didn't know that until it's over.
Yeah.
So much fun.
It is a bubble, though. I have learned in my own practice that I do have to keep a clock near me or I exit. And so that kind of keeps me on track. But yeah, it is definitely an experience. And as a practitioner, what a wonderful thing that is, too, to get to go into that bubble with them. And a lot of times people will be like describing something. I'm like, yeah, yeah. And they go, could you see it? And I said, I could see it almost exactly the way that they were describing it. I could see it in my head too. So we know we're in some sort of energy vortex together, because I'm seeing things before they're even saying it. And it's an incredible experience to guide somebody through that. So
beautiful experience each and every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful.
Now you've been getting, I know that you have, and I think this is across the board, everybody gets these things, but you get some really interesting sessions in otherworldly places or otherworldly experiences.
And yeah, it's like a lot of ET stories I have. Mm-hmm. And because maybe I am from ET, I'm also ET too, right? Because mm-hmm. My past life was very short. Maybe entire thing from the beginning to the end was only 1 hour, because I didn't have much question and my life was pretty okay. I'm content. Right. So by the time into it, I realized, oh, geez, I really have to have a good session here now. I've got to get some session. So prior to that, my answers been all answered by all these different client sessions already. So majority of, little questions were all been satisfied. Mm-hmm. So I just asked maybe just 3 or 4 questions. And that was also. And I'm not a visual. The first thing when I landed it was visual. It's like I saw beautiful rocks and all that stuff. But mm-hmm. the rest was all gone. I didn't hear anything. I didn't smell anything. I didn't taste anything. I just know that I know. And
that's a biggie. And that's people want to discount it or not even acknowledge it, but that is huge, because mm-hmm. that is a way that mm-hmm. the information can come in.
Absolutely, because people are saying, oh, I'm not so visual. Do you think I could do the sessions? I mean, what's the problem? I'm not even visual too, so when I talk about my own story and, okay, then they can kind of relax. So yeah. My case was just, I just sense, I just know that. Mm-hmm. So information just flew like, punch the Googles and information shoots out like this, right? And the practitioner asks one question, like this, right? And my little conscious mind was a round, I kind of sense, a little round thing sitting beside me on the right-hand side, okay. Looking at my mouth, and the conscious mind will say, wow, she talks a lot. Where does words come from? Right? And then middle of it, and then the higher self was saying, she's from planet Mars, and then she was a scientist. What? She just said, planet Mars? Did I just say that? Conscious mind was like that. But it was like a boom, 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 boom. Information was kept coming without me even knowing it.
I like
it.
The part where she's a scientist isn't ringing a bell. It's the Mars thing. But,
yeah, because according to the my higher self.
So what kind of scientist are you on Mars?
Huh?
What kind of science do you do on Mars?
Oh, I was a scientist for the plants, the
does it
herbs and the trees mm-hmm. and things like that.
Nice.
So that's what they say. And then I thought to myself, after the session, I thought, really? I'm not so sure about that. Like conscious mind in full swing. Doubt and I'm not so sure, really. And interestingly, a few months later, one lady came in, and then as soon as she saw me, she said, I know you. I said, oh, okay, let's find it out. So interestingly, she went to the planet Mars. Oh, and then she went to the washroom before you lie down on the transport. They had to go to the washroom. And then she came out, she said, you are my teacher. I said, really? Let's find that out. So, and then during the session, I didn't tell her about this, that I was from Mars and everything. She went to the planet Mars and she saw me in her life. I said, really? This is really interesting. And so I asked question, and she said, well, you are the captain of the whole entire exploration team, the entire scientist exploration team. And she was one of the scientists, and we were both male at that lifetime. Mm-hmm. And then in their life, and then she said, see, you are my teacher. Because of that, the captain and leader of the pack. So she considered me as a teacher. And then I kind of very, my past life was validated by her.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, maybe I was, right?
The conscious then, mind just always got a question.
Oh, conscious mind is always really, what is the proof that I need the proof, or where is the proof, right? I keep thinking of that, right?
And that's such a great story, because so many people do that. They they leave their session and then they start doubting and thinking they made stuff up and that wasn't real, was it? And so that is an awesome story where you get the validation. You get
And then another validation came. And then a few months down the road, some good-looking African man, tall, almost hitting my ceiling. And I'm short. I'm looking at him like a wow giant, right? He came in, and then I could not fit the bed to him because his feet are dangling. So, okay, I apologize. And then he said, oh, no problem. And then, interestingly, he went to the planet Mars. When he was just describing, well, the soil is red and so dusty. And I thought to myself, it's a planet Mars. But I didn't say it. But he was in that life. And so it was like a very difficult time on that planet where I don't think he knew that he was a planet Mars or something. That I don't remember it well. It's been a while. However, when his higher self came in, it was planet Mars, higher self said. Mm-hmm. And then it was the end of cycle of planet Mars where everything, no trees, no water.
Mm.
People were up there. They had a technology. They can, like a Star Trek, they can beam down, but they cannot beam up. Once they beam down, they cannot beam up to the higher dimension. So many Martians left the Mars because they had to eat. So they came to the Earth to survive. Now, this gentleman was at the last end of the tribe left on that planet, and they were just hungry. There is not enough water, not enough the food. So his tribe, he was a chief of the tribe, were almost all left, and he was in dire need of food. And apparently he died, but many of them came to the Earth. So apparently planet Earth has many Martians living. And so according to his higher self, and I said, have I met this client in the planet Mars? Oh no, you were a lot longer in the planet Mars where, just like the Earth, what we are trying to save the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then according to his higher self, I was at that time where trying to save the planet Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Where this client came at the end when everything is desolate. It's all already destroyed. So he and I did not meet, but his higher self profusely thanking me for my work. I said, what are you thanking for me? He said, the work you've done was so great. We really appreciate it. I said, really? What did I do? And so I received such a gratitude from his higher self. And I said, okay, now I must have been in Mars for sure. I've got two proof, right?
Yeah.
Then this client, interestingly, when he woke up, he remembered nothing.
Oh.
He is one of the rare somnambulistic person.
Well, he's I want to correct here real quick. I want to correct because that's the misnomer. Okay, is that
yes, that's correct.
Means they don't remember. Somnambulistic means they take on the personality. When they don't remember, they just don't remember.
Yes.
It just means they're at that level. They're just they've just allowed themselves to drift off and the conscious mind is just gone.
That's correct. Yes, that was not the correct wording.
Right.
Yeah, he did not remember.
We call it that so much because there's a word there, but it's been confused. And so I'm just using this opportunity to teach because that is something that is often misunderstood.
Correct.
Yes.
And then so he didn't remember a thing, And then when I told, you know, at the post review, and this is what's been done, all that stuff, and he was really surprising and looked at me with such a tender, loving eyes. And they, thank you so much. And I said, oh, my God, my heart really just like buzzing, you know, like. And then when he was at the door, and he knows how the Asian woman feels, like, oh, is it okay to ask for hug her, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure. I can read his thinking. So I hugged him. And he hugged me.
I like how she's like, so I
hugged him.
Yeah, because he's so tall, right? I hugged him. Right? And he hugged me so lovingly. I've never received such a hug ever in my life. His hug was so full of love.
So here's my question. This is exciting to me because here you both, well, now three of you from Mars. The synchronicities of getting those sessions, right? That's just one big wow moment, right? It's like spirit is so incredible that they could line this up to bring you guys together. And then here you are, you're finding out that you did the same kind of work, a volunteer type of work on Mars to work on helping Mars save the planet and all of that stuff. And now you're all here doing the same thing again. So how incredible is that? And also, you know, what it just brings more questions of what is it that did you guys come together here to do things together or what orchestrated finding each other? It to me, it's just like kid in the candy store moments, right? Where it's like, oh, I want to know more. I want to know more. So that to me is so cool that spirit does that. And I'm sure we all run into it where people are coming into the sessions that we've probably had lifetimes with them. Julia, you've had it with your classes, you know, where you have classes and you've all been in Lemuria together or Egypt together or whatever it is.
Atlantis. Yeah, all these different places. But I think a big point there, like you're saying, what was the reason, you know, everybody coming together? And I think a big part of it is just remembering that you were doing these things, remembering,
validating.
You know, exactly, validating for each other. Each of you are then getting more confirmation as to why you're here now. It builds from there because, I mean, how cool is that?
Right?
Yeah. Really cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really cool.
Yeah,
I mean, so they have the best job in the world.
Best work. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I get to have lots of ETs, mm-hmm. and then you know some mentees come in. And I mean, as soon as she walks in, I know that. I mean, my psychic ability is slowly improving. You know? In the beginning, oh, I don't have any psychic ability, and client's higher self says, "Oh, yes, you do have it," and all that stuff. Okay, now I have it. Okay, so now I'm consciously trying to develop it.
Yeah.
So when this woman walked in, I knew immediately this is from Mantis. For whatever reason, I just knew. And sure enough, she went into the Mantis.
Wow.
And then it's like the body she has is exactly like a Mantis.
Mm.
Her long arms, you know, it's like this. Very much a Mantis. It's amazing how the body looks like that.
Mm-hmm. So just out of curiosity, I know when I've had the Mantis beings come through, people oftentimes will bring their hands in like this. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. And also they're this, the arm, what they call this part, is much, much longer. Mm. Most of them I saw, this part is very long.
That's
you know, it's like almost, it's like a praying Mantis.
Yeah, so then they...
But this human body looks like that. It's amazing.
Well, now everybody's going to go around looking at people.
I know. Everybody check out the forearm. look at the forearm.
But that is something that, because I've noticed, like you're saying, it's like you start to get to where you start knowing people. And it's like I'm sensing like we're in the classes because you're exposed to so many people in the classes. And I can sense, I'm getting where I can faster sense the fairies. Mm-hmm. I can faster sense definitely the second wave volunteers. You know, it's like they just, I don't know, they have a whole different beacon or something that you're able to just pick up on them immediately. It's just funny because there's like different things, you know, because that's kind of how my brain works. I think it works similar to yours. It's like it's trying to bring in similarities or something, you know, but so many times their life now will reflect these other, if it's not their body, it's their life, but their energy is definitely there.
We should get a room full of people and be like, okay, elves, fairies, Arcturian, mm-hmm. Palladian, and just start separating them out and see what their physical features are that are similar, because I noticed that can happen too. There's, like you were saying, the longer forearm there, you know, their physical features are a little telling in some of that too, I think. So, All right, Julia, where would you put me?
Well, see, I'm so close to you. It's got to be one of those things when it's somebody that just walks in and you go with your first thing. Conscious doesn't come in there at all. It's just immediately, this is what it is. You just know. Like Sue was saying, you just know something.
Just know.
And so, yeah.
Right.
And I know a lot of your history already. So I, you know.
That would be kind of cheating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, because you're talking about, okay, you get a lot of these different ones. And I know you've written some blogs on some of your interesting, some of the different cases. Now, the one that stands out in my head right now is the frog people. And so, and that one's gotten a lot of attention. A lot of people search for it. It's really interesting. So apparently it's a popular topic. Because I think you said it's come up more than once, right? About the frog.
Well, I wrote the frog people on my blog, and so is QHHT blog.
Yeah.
And also one other practitioners had the frog people session. And I believe another one had the frog people too. So, because frog is, it's in another nebula, another galaxy. They are like a tall, really tall beings with the third eye is really big. You know, like our fables, the giant with the big eyes.
Yeah.
That's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. And that frog people with they use only third eyes only. These two eyes, it's just for a look. But this is the one they just use.
Bring the path balance in.
This is what I really see with.
Yeah. Yeah. The frog people is really interesting one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were surprised at how popular, it's like how searched it was. I mean, it was just amazing. So it's like it was something that people were actually looking for. So apparently it's a common, I don't know what to even call it. It's a common experience. It's a common, but something is making people look for it.
Yeah.
Look for it. No.
That's right.
Well, the third eye.
Their third eye.
Yeah. Because a lot of planets, third eye is wide open. They are using it exclusively for everything, right? Yeah. Because they are in higher dimension. They don't hide anything. They didn't do anything wrong. So their vibration is absolutely high. So they can read each other's no problem. There's nothing to hide. Mm-hmm. So third eye is absolutely open. That is normal.
Let me ask you a question, because this is something that came up in the show I did earlier today. And that was so similar to what it was, and saying, this is where we are. It's like, if you're noticing, because we were talking about abilities, you know, your psychic abilities and stuff. And it was like, this is where we are going, or this is where we are. And it's like, actually going, not, you know, this is what, and so learning that, it's like that people are becoming more and more transparent, because you just know. And like you said, they didn't do anything wrong, so they're wide open. And it's like, and that's kind of where we're getting to. Like, if you know, you can tell immediately, that's where we're getting to, is that you know when somebody's lying, you know when they're covering something up, you know when they're, and that's so gorgeous, because then there's no need for all of these things, because we just know. It's like, like I said, we're transparent with each other. It's like you don't have to pull on these things.
The higher vibrational beings that they go up to, it's simply that they don't. There is no darkness inside, right? It's all bright light. They don't hide anything. They don't think anything bad. Everything is just good and love. So everything is bright. There's no darkness in it. Only the 3D world, we have to hide something. So we got the walls and the mask and then all this stuff. But when you don't have anything to hide, there's nothing to. So it's absolutely wide open. You can tell the person through their eyes that they are telling you the truth, right?
So are you getting in your sessions, are you getting that's where we're getting closer? I keep starting to say that's where we're headed. And it's like, I get
already in it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like we're there. And so it's like it's a matter of now going with it.
Well, exactly. And it's like when you said you could read that man wanted a hug, but he was.
Oh, yeah, because I mean, those days, I mean, I didn't know I had the ability, but I just knew that the man wants to hug me.
Yeah.
But there's a thing called, I don't know if it's okay that, you know, like.
Right. Society made that not okay. But you had just spent all this time in the bubble together.
Yeah.
And so your energy was really, really meshed with him. And you just could read that from him.
And
so
also we are from the same planet.
Yeah. You're vibing together. You're like, hey, let's do a little Mars hug. And let me get a chair. I'll get up here by you and we'll hug it out.
No, I just went up, hug, and he bent down because I'm short. He had to bend down, really hug me. But his love is so gorgeous. I still remember that hug.
I hope he's watching this show to tell you the truth.
Well, he's got to call me, right? Yeah. And this hug is so combination of pure love, deep respect, gratitude, appreciation, everything in all one.
Wow.
It's like we hugged for long and I couldn't breathe anymore, so I just broke it, right? Okay, I have to breathe. Otherwise, we could have gone for longer.
Your second win for the rest of that hug.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was so beautiful hug. Yeah.
If I ever end up in a hug like that, now you're the one I'm going to be thinking of.
No, that is
really a really hug. I wonder if this is like the hug Sue had.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, hug and you can tell it's a fake right away.
Right.
You know, or you the little
pat.
Yeah, you can tell right away it's a fake. Little sincere. It's judgment go pew, 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 like this, right? But that one is just, wow, so pure. Beautiful. Yeah. You can leave.
I have to say,
forever.
They're enjoying this in the chat room as well, just so you know.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. I like it. So I love these stories. And and of course, you're telling them quite well. Have we asked what the favorite story is yet? Healings and stuff like that?
I can share some healing stories.
Okay.
And this man is kind of in 30s and very good looking. I mean, I get all these good looking guys, which is great, but I cannot have them. So that's bad, right?
Oh, okay.
So
I was
anyway.
Just going to ask if you're single, because, you know, maybe you'd have some more of them lining up at the door.
I think my assignment is not that. And my assignment is to do this QHHT. They told me that.
At least they give you something pretty to look at while you're doing it. Okay. So the good looking guy shows up.
Okay. So this man has a problem on the left hand side, not upper side, only the lower back from hip, left back, left hip, left leg. He's got an issue on that left-hand side. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know what the left means. Okay, I have to find that out, right? Well, in the beginning, he didn't go any past life. As if that his higher self's been waiting for this session for him. as soon as he hits the bed, he went into really deep, deep, deep healing mode. Yep. Right away.
Yeah.
And he says, he started to describe, I said, tell me what is going on. Keep talking, keep talking. What is it and how do you feel and all that. Right. So he was just, oh, it's like my body, entire body is so hot. It's like I have a heating pad on my hip. Oh, it's now going up on my my heart. And then they are working on the heart. Oh, it's going down the hip again. And then they are working on hip. And then he explained what that goes on and on. And then later, going down to the femur, the thigh bones, then going down to the leg. And then going up and down. Up and, oh, it comes on the brain. Oh, it's my eyes. Okay, going on like this, right? So I was busy following and keep asking questions and all that. And higher self was already there, so I asked. And then what is the issue that he's having here, this left side? And the left hip, and what's happening? Oh, we already, because the way they started healing was that they already have agenda. Higher self has an agenda already that we want to finish all his healings now in 2 hours. That's the impression I had. So what? I kept that going. Keep going. So I asked question, okay, now, what is happening on the back? Why the left-hand side only, not right? Then past life story comes. It's not like they show him past life. The higher self is telling him the past life he's had, the right. issues that he's carrying with. What happened was, few lives ago, he was the leader of the good people pack. And he was helping these people and all that. The other camp of the leader didn't like this man because mm-hmm. they were enemies. Mm-hmm. And he was very, you know, big and strong, everything, but he didn't have much of the, allies to help him out. And the enemy commander got him. So he said, we're going to teach you a lesson. What happened was they cut, dismembered his body from hip down. Chop, chop, chop.
Whoa.
And then he didn't die. They left him die in pain.
Mm-hmm.
It took him several days in pain to die. Now, mind you, when I saw him in trance, he looked totally different man. Here, very young, vital, 30-some years young man, lying down in the trance, I am looking at him is like almost 80-year-old man.
Mm.
So different. And I'm thinking, am I looking at the same person here? But his entire body has been so, to me, it's small, very tired, very like a worn out. And in fact, his past life was like that. He was suffering all this time.
Yeah.
Because his body's been that way. And it took a long while. And then his higher self went into the heart and then the person is deriving, oh, there's a line from heart to the hip and the femur and the leg bone. I said, what is the line for? It is because he suffered so much. He carries the pain in heart.
Uh-huh.
So the higher self healed the heart as well because they don't want him to suffer anymore. So they also healed the heart and the hip. And back pain was coming from because of the pain from the hip bone.
Right.
So that was connected to back pain. So it's already been looked after that. And then session was so, I don't know, I got so moved by it. And then this person suffered a lot. And then second world, it's another life. The higher self says it, of course, because the client will say, oh, I don't feel my feet at all. Mm. I have all the body, but I have no feet. I don't have any feelings of heart. I said, what's happening? So higher self was saying, Second World War representing American, he stepped on landmine. Ooh. He lost 2 feet.
Wow.
And again, in this life, he didn't die instantly. He suffered. That's a key for his heart, the string, because the pain he carried so much to this life. So they healed everything. And then, of course, once he got out of the trance and he profusely thanking me, of course, I didn't do anything. You know, your higher self did everything. So thanking your higher self. And apparently some of them think like he's got some jaw issues. And then they did, the higher self said, we are going to leave that for him to work it out. I said, why do you do that? You heal so many, and why don't you heal that out too? No. He wants to learn how to heal it so that he can teach other people how to heal their body. So that's the reason why we are leaving that portion out for him, because he told us already that he wants to learn himself. So that's the story with this person. Oh, that was very moving, very, very moving. Other than that, it's like the regular typical thing, like the guy has asthma. In a second, saw the image that whole entire 7-8 families were in a tent, got burnt. The asthma is gone, right? And then this lady, young woman, 20-something, has a rosacea.
Rosacea.
She has that on, you know, face here. And then in past life, she was living in a Mediterranean, Middle Eastern area. And as a wearing hijabs and everything, she was a woman at that time. Right. Her husband threw the acid on her face. So now, in this life, she was born as Caucasian. And she always knew that, you never live in that certain country name. I'm not going to name it. Never go that land. Never leave that land. Never.
But did she get married again? Did she get married again? Did she trust?
No. She did not marry yet. She's only 20-something.
Oh, she was 20. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she knew, she didn't know why. She had a certain particular idea about the country. Now she knows why.
Yeah.
That's a big Absolutely. Thing. Yeah.
Big thing.
And that's
go the other way too.
Yeah, and then like if you have any situations going on, they're coming from someplace.
Now,
or it's in another life. It's coming from someplace.
Yeah, and nowadays I'm finding that past life is not that often happen.
Yeah,
and then it basically they either go into healings or everything. Just past life is just talk from their higher self telling them. You lived this life so that you have this issues, you know, that kind of thing, but they don't go into showing it.
Have they told you why they're doing it that way? Have they told you why they're doing it that way?
Well, this man, is his case, healing comes first. Past life is not necessary. We're going to let him know, but healing comes first. We've been waiting for this for a long time. We've got to go this one first. That's the priority.
Exactly.
And they told us.
Yeah, and that's how they'll be. It's like, that's not so important. This is what's important. You know,
exactly.
Wherever they go, that's the important thing. So that's what we want. So I'm looking at the time, and I mean, this is fantastic, and we could keep going. I mean, my gosh, this is wonderful. But before we run out of time, Sue, how can people find you if they would like to have a session or if they just want to contact you? And you know,
as usual, go to qhhtheofficial.com, find practitioner. We are all there. Simple.
Now, if any tall people would really like a hug. No.
I loved it too.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And you're in Toronto, Canada. And so, but you know, people probably come from all over to see you, I would imagine. Or are they?
Well, it's in person session only.
You said so.
What is that?
I said people probably come from all over, so it's not restricted in where they can come from if they want to come see you. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to go to Canada or go to Toronto, there you go.
Yeah.
Get on the calendar. Yeah.
Well, we have so many good practitioners, you know, everywhere. So whoever you feel comfortable with, go to it.
Yes.
There you go. Perfect.
Absolutely.
Julia, in the chat room, we've got people saying that they would like to know more about how to become a practitioner. So how would they do that?
Well, go to the same website that Sue just mentioned, QHHTofficial.com, and you will see all the information about the courses. There's a, on the menu bar, it'll have some of that course information. You can just go in there and you'll have a whole, you know, get everything you could ever want to know about the level one course. We have level one, level two, and level three. So you can go as far as you want. You can go PhD with
QHHT. You can go PhD like so.
And you know, and if it feels right for you, it's just the same way. If it feels right, if it resonates, then what have you got to lose? Go for it. You know, because you could have this extraordinary life where you don't have a job anymore. You just have wonderful front row seat to magnificent adventures.
Yes.
I mean, and helping people to help you.
Right? Learning something every day about yourself while you're facilitating
you're helping yourself by helping other people.
Yeah.
I mean, you it can't get better than that.
Just go and learn.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Even if you just take the course for your own personal advancement of it, like Sue was saying, you take it and you learn so much just from taking the course that even if you decide, I don't think I want to be a practitioner, but my gosh, you're going to take so much just from learning. So, and then there's SoulSpeak.
Oh, yeah. SoulSpeak, which is great because that's teaching you how to understand the language of the body, which is what Sue was talking about. It's these different things when they're going on. They are coming from someplace and they're trying to tell you something. And so this is another way of understanding that language of what the body is trying to convey. And just like, I mean, these were textbook situations, what she was saying here about the left side, the left leg. I mean, that all refers to something from the past in this life or another life. And see, it came from another life, or actually two lives at least. So that's where you find this information out. And it's just wonderful just knowing this is going to be the path that goes. It just helps you. It's just wonderful information. So you can get more about that course at juliacannon.com.
Very nice.
Yeah. And Tracy, how can people find you?
TracyMahan.com or QHHTofficial.com. Find a practitioner. And I'm in Oregon. So there it is.
Wonderful. We do our best to make it easy for you to find practitioners, find the course. Mm-hmm. Whatever you might want. Anyway, we're going to have to leave. Sue, it has been fantastic. Thank you so much for being here with us and and sharing your adventures.
We'll let you know when Julia does a level four so you can move up again.
Absolutely. You'll be the first to know.
Anytime. Okay. Go for it.
Okay.
Raising the bar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you again, Tracy. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everyone.